Live from the College of Communication, Arts and Sciences at Michigan State University, it is now time to go beyond the X's and the O's with WKAR's current sports.
You want to go after an athlete, one of my athletes, come after me. I'm a man. I'm 40.
My style is impetuous. My defense is impregnable.
Well, I'm the best corner in the game. When you try me with a star receiver like Crabtree, that's the result you're going to get.
Yes, did I express to them I was mad? I was furious. Just furious.
I know my wife will at least shut fake one time.
We talking about practice, not a game.
I told our players, you need to be more like a dog. We don't need a bunch of cats in here. Looking in the mirror. Do I look good? I got my extra bands on. I got my other shoes on. Be a dog. We don't need no meows. We don't need no cat.
Here's your host, L. Martin.
What is up, beautiful people? Welcome to this Friday edition of WKAR's Current Sports, or as I like to say, Fri-yay. That's right. The end of the week is here. The weekend is upon us. The weather is absolutely beautiful here in mid-Michigan. I really hope you all have some great weekend plans in store. But even if you're just chillaxing, right? I mean, it's like the perfect weekend to do so. You know, I don't think, knock on wood, I don't think any rain is scheduled. It's going to be a scorcher tomorrow. I know that for sure. So stay cool tomorrow and throughout the entire weekend. And we here at Current Sports plan on ushering you into the weekend with a bang, with an entertaining hour of sports talk, an entertaining 60 minutes coming your way. On today's Current Sports, again, it's Friday, July 13th, 2018. Whoa, Friday the 13th. Ian Hawley, Current Sports Engineer, I'm curious, are you superstitious at all?
To a certain extent. I've seen a few horror movies that have led me to believe a few things, but...
Really? Okay. So but you're not a guy who has, like, you know, a lucky pair of underwear.
No, sir. I don't believe in the fact that you can't wash your jersey in between game days. I think it's disgusting, frankly. Do yourselves a favor and wash your jerseys. Get rid of your dead rabbit's feet. That's also a gross one.
What about opening up an umbrella inside? Are you a firm believer on that one? I don't do that. I feel like... It just feels weird if you do that.
Yeah, that's one of them. And then another one that I don't do is walk under ladders. But I think that's just dangerous in general because they usually have a bar in between the ladder stairs. So that would just hurt, you know. That would hit me right in the neck. That wouldn't go well for me.
And you're a tall guy to being on the ladder, right? Mm-hmm. So I feel you. But yeah, Friday the 13th. I hope you guys have some good luck, all right? Not bad luck throughout this day. On today's Current Sports, we've got an entertaining hour, as I just mentioned. On today's show, I'm going to be addressing the whole Terrell Owens Hall of Fame situation. As many of you know, Terrell Owens, T.O., as he is known by, one of the best wide receivers in NFL history. Well, he is a part of this year's Hall of Fame class. However, T.O. is not happy with how long it has taken him to grace the NFL Hall of Fame. It took him 3 tries. He was not a first ballot Hall of Famer. He was not a second ballot Hall of Famer. He got in on the 3rd try. T.O. felt as though he should have been in as a first ballot Hall of Famer. And I have to agree with him with that. I mean, if you look at T.O.'s numbers, my goodness, they really speak for themselves. And I think the primary reason why T.O. didn't get in on his first 2 tries is because of one word. That word being character. T.O. has been a headache who has really cried for desperate attention throughout his playing career. And heck, even after he retired, you know, he was still making headlines and causing up a fuss for this or that. So the Hall of Fame has decided, after hearing that Terrell Owens refused to show up for the induction ceremony, he will not be in the building. He will not be giving a speech. He's not going to show up. Actually, he's going to go to his college and actually give a speech about an hour prior to the rest of his fellow Hall of Fame 2018 inductees will be giving their speeches. But T.O. said, look, it took me 3 tries to get in. Skip you, Hall of Fame. I'm not showing up. You can mail me my Hall of Fame jacket. I'm going to go to my college and give a speech there and celebrate this moment in my own way. I'm going to address whether or not that's the right move. for T.O. All right. I want to have a conversation on that in just a moment. All right. Petty. T.O. is just petty, isn't he? Also, I bring a story to you concerning the city of Detroit being a finalist to host the Final Four. Exciting news there. I'll also put a brief bow on our heated conversation to end yesterday's current sports concerning the format of the college football playoff format. Ian, that got really heated, didn't it? That got really heated. Are you recovering?
Yeah, that was one of the most heated conversations I think we've had as a panel so far.
for sure. Jack Kerwin, current sports PA, he's the only one out of yourself, Ian Hawley, and Connor Mathis, also current sports production assistant. We all three, Connor, yourself, Ian, and myself, we all agreed that the format needs to be changed. It needs to be expanded to 8 teams. Jack was the oddball and said that, look, I like the way it is right now. There's a certain exclusivity that comes with just having 4 teams compete for the national championship. I just want to put a bow on that conversation and also make one more point, Ian, that I didn't get a chance to make on yesterday's current sports, all right? And we have not one, but 2 guests on today's current sports. As promised, throughout the summer, we will be inviting my man, 50 grand, Mr. James Moore, former Michigan State University fullback for the 1988 Rose Bowl championship team. He is now a motivational speaker and philanthropist. We'll have the swap meet with James Moore making a comeback on today's current sports. And then after we chat with James, we will welcome to the show, as promised, Brooks Lambeer, Midwest Regional Scout for the Portland Timbers and assistant coach at Lawrence Tech University in the world of soccer. Brooks will help us preview this Sunday's World Cup final. France and Croatia should be an entertaining one, to say the least. That, while of course inviting you to be a part of the show, multiple ways in which you can weigh in, 517-355-WKAR, 517-355-9527 is the number to call. You can also join us on social media at facebook.com/WKAR News, where we had the live stream up and running. Hello, people. Also, tweet us at Al Martin, WKAR, or tweet the show at WKAR_sports. Here are your current sports quick hit headliners. Start with a quick recap of last night's Moneyball League Summer Pro-Am happening at Aim High Sports Complex in Diamonddale, Michigan. There were 3 games, just like there will be 3 games every Tuesday and Thursday throughout the summer, leading all the way up into August. We saw in the first game Team Vintage rocking the green jerseys defeat Team Quicksilver in the gray. That was a 94-83 dub. The first victory for Team Vintage of the preliminary stages of the Moneyball League. Nick Ward led the way with 38 points, 7 rebounds. Again, that was a 94-83 final. A win for Team Vintage. Team Splatter in the black topped Team Glory in the red. That was a 95-80 final. Josh Langford led the charge for Team Black, 35 points, 2 assists, 12 rebounds. Matt McQuaid leading the way for Team Glory, 19 points, 1 assist, 2 rebounds. And in the final slate, Team Definition in the blue fell to Team Showtime in the gold. The gold team was led by Muhammad El Amin, who had 26 points, 6 assists, 7 boards. And Greg Roy led Team Blue, 27 points, 4 assists, 5 rebounds. All right, a 3-on-3 tournament atmosphere founded by Ice Cube. Yeah, intriguing to say the least, folks. I've been tuning into it. If you haven't heard of the Big 3 Basketball Showcase, now would be a great time to check it out. The 3-on-3 style entertainment comes to Little Caesars Arena tonight.
The fourth stop on the weekly cross-country caravan after dazzling crowds in Oakland, California with a pair of buzzer-beating wins. The Pro League founded by Ice Cube makes its first trip to the D, and it's worthy of some attention. It's not just former Pistons icon Chauncey Billups playing for Killer Threes, and Chauncey already announced earlier this week that he had surgery not too long ago and will not be playing tonight, but he'll be in the building. Or get this, Bad Boy Rick Mahorn coaching the defending champion Trilogy team. It's the whole show that's really fun to watch. It's in its second season, I should say. The Big Three has added some star appeal with Julius, Dr. J. Irving, Rick Barry, Nancy Lieberman, and Gary Payton as coaches. It's former NBA standouts, Metal World Peace, formerly known as Ron Artest, Carlos Boozer, Mahmoud Abdul-Rauf, Baron Davis, and Corey Maggette all in action tonight. So again, the Big Three basketball tournament taking place tonight at Little Caesars Arena. So if you ain't got nothing to do and you're in the Detroit area, or heck, even in the mid-Michigan area, drive downtown Detroit and check out the Big Three. That should be a great atmosphere. All right. Of the many big things that are coming to Detroit, this has to be a big game changer for sure. The city of Detroit could be the host of the NCAA Men's Final Four once again, as they are one of seven cities that are finalists to host the Final Four. According to the Detroit Sports Commission, Detroit is a finalist to host the Final Four in either 2023, 2024, 2025, or 2026. The other cities who could potentially host the Final Four include San Antonio, Phoenix, Indianapolis, Los Angeles, Dallas, and Houston. The year-long process came together on Tuesday with the city presentations to the NC2A in Boston. If Detroit is selected, the Final Four games would take place at Ford Field as they did in 2009 when North Carolina beat Michigan State. Fond memories there. I was a sophomore in college watching that one at the Breslin Center with the homies. Oh, that was a fun time. The other two teams involved in the Final Four were Villanova and UConn. All right, you could change the S in Kim Barnes-Rico to a dollar sign because she is getting paid, folks. The all-time wins leader in Michigan women's basketball history will remain in Ann Arbor through the 2022-2023 season. Head coach Kim Barnes-Rico, who holds a 134-73 record in her six seasons with the Wolverines, signed a contract extension on Thursday. Quote, I want to thank Ward Manuel and the University of Michigan for their continued support of me and the women's basketball program. The resources and commitment to our team have been unbelievable, which have had a major impact on recruiting and our success on the court. Again, that's coming from a news release from Kim Barnes-Rico this week. All right, Omo, L.A. Lakers center and former Michigan standout Moritz Wagner. His summer league session will be cut short. Wagner bruised his left knee during Tuesday night's Las Vegas Summer League game against the New York Knicks. An MRI exam on Wednesday confirmed the extent of the injury, and Wagner will sit out the rest of the games. Wagner has averaged 10.3 points, 8 boards, and 1 assist per game. He injured his left leg on Tuesday night and then went to the locker room with trainer Marco Nunez and Lakers president of basketball operations, you know him well, Magic Johnson. Although Wagner returned to the game after that, he did not finish that game. All right, the Detroit Tigers coming off a bad stretch of only winning 4 games in the last 18. The Tigers hope to hopefully turn their luck around facing the Houston Astros starting tonight at 8:10 p.m. Tigers pitcher Mike Fiers will get the nod to start against his former team. Another notable thing to look forward to in this series is Justin Verlander facing off against his former squad on Sunday. You can catch that game at Minute Maid Park at 2:10 p.m. The Pro Football Hall of Fame simply will not be out-snubbed. Terrell Owens announced last month that rather than attend his own induction ceremony in August out in Canton, Ohio, he will instead give a speech at the University of Tennessee at Chattanooga, where he played college football. In turn, Hall of Fame officials have decided to more or less pretend that the former wide receiver is not, in fact, a member of their class of 2018. This is coming from Joe Horgan, the Hall's executive director, in which he told Clark Judge of the Talk of Fame Network in comments published yesterday, quote, there's no reason to bring him up as an individual. He's not here. Strong comments from Horgan. I'll have comments on that story in just a moment. And also have to note this. It is here. The World Cup Championship is happening this weekend. A bout between Croatia and France is set for Sunday at 11 a.m. So set those alarms, folks, if you like to sleep in on Sunday mornings. France and Croatia have faced each other five times previously, with France winning three of those games back in 98, 99, and 2000. And other two, the other two, ending in a draw back in 04 and 2011. This is also Croatia's first ever World Cup championship appearance. So we will see if the underdogs will prevail. And it has been less than a year since Serena Williams gave birth to her daughter, Olympia. I love that name. It has been less than a year since she checked out of the hospital in September after major post-delivery problems, including a preliminary embolism, and walked slowly and with great difficulty toward the front door of her Florida home while clinging tightly to the handle of a baby carrier containing her infant daughter. I actually checked out her documentary on HBO of that moment, and you talk about inspirational. If you have not seen Serena Williams' documentary on HBO and you're looking for something to watch this weekend, you need some inspiration, check out that. It's absolutely amazing. These cameramen got unprecedented access to Serena Williams during the delivery of her baby. And Serena Williams, not many people know this, she almost died giving birth to her daughter, Olympia. And keeping that in perspective, this is what makes this accomplishment that more intriguing and really that more admirable. She's in the final of the Wimbledon. Tomorrow's final against Angelique Kerber at 9 a.m. could certainly be quite the moment when you take all of that in consideration of what Serena has been through with the birth of her baby girl. I mean, just amazing. Williams and Kerber combined to produce two memorable Grand Slam finals, if you remember, back in 2016 with Kerber prevailing at the Australian Open and Williams winning at Wimbledon. Tomorrow is a chance for Williams to equal Margaret Court's long-standing record of 24 Grand Slam singles titles. Wow. I'll have more on Serena for Reflection Friday, folks. I got a few points I want to make when looking at Serena's career. She just keeps on winning, folks. It's amazing what she has done. And again, in my opinion, the greatest female athlete to ever walk planet Earth. That wraps it up for your current sports quick hit headliners. Let's keep it pushing.
I mean, I've always, made my point about the situation. You know, I think I've been treated unfairly based on the process. And you talked about the bylaws, the criteria in which guys are, nominated and ultimately inducted. Mm-hmm. Obviously, there's been hoops and loops that I had to jump to get in based on my statistics. Mm-hmm. I mean, to keep me out based on hearsay and all these other things, I didn't really take too kind to that.
I got it.
Other than that, I mean, I'm in now. I did it the first 2 years because statistically, where I stand, I should have been in. If not the first time, okay, if you want to make a point, you made it.
Okay.
The second time.
Yep.
So I realized what I did on that football field, I earned it. Nobody gave it to me. Mm. So I felt ultimately disrespected. I wasn't disappointed because, like you said, my stats spoke very, very loudly. You can put all the other stuff to the side. Like I said, because somebody feel a certain way about me, that shouldn't be a reason why you can't induct me and give me what I deserve, what I rightfully earned.
Ah, a little Ice Cube for you as we usher you all into the weekend. Happy Friday, or as I like to say, Happy Fry-yay.
I am your host of WKAR's Current Sports, Al Martin, the man behind the mic, coming to you live on the campus of Michigan State University inside of Studio S. Welcome to the show. And I want to start with Terrell Owens. You just heard his voice, courtesy of Fox Sports, discussing how he feels about being quote-unquote snubbed from the Hall of Fame the first 2 years he was eligible. T.O. feels as though he should have been a first ballot Hall of Famer. I tell you what, when you look at his numbers, I mean, can you really argue with Terrell Owens? Numbers are fantastic. No matter how you feel about Terrell Owens, you look at those numbers and you stack those numbers in comparison to some of the greatest wide receivers to ever play the game, and T.O. is right there. Right there, folks. I mean, we are talking about a man who played 15 NFL seasons, including his first eight with the San Francisco 49ers. We all remember that, right? Especially you guys remember the game in which he cried. He catches the ball between two defenders, gets hit. Vicious hit, too. He gets up. It ends up being the winning touchdown. He's sobbing and crying. Oh, that's one of my favorite T.O. plays. But, you know, his first eight with San Francisco, a six-time Pro Bowl and five-time All-Pro selection. You know, this is a wide receiver that finished with 1,078 catches and 15,934 yards and 153 touchdowns. Please tell me how that is not Hall of Fame worthy. I don't get that. I do not understand that. I will not understand it for the life of me. Again, when you just look at his numbers, character aside, T.O. deserved to be a Pro Football Hall of Fame first ballot selection. He also went on to play for the Buffalo Bills, the Cincinnati Bengals, my Dallas Cowboys. You guys remember that, right? That stint with the Cowboys. Respect the star. Even though when he played at Philly, he didn't respect the star and decided to, after scoring, go to the Dallas Cowboys star and look up to the heavens. I thought that was pretty comical, if you ask me. Even though I'm a Dallas Cowboys fan, at first it rubbed me the wrong way, but I said that's a pretty cool celebration. He was a great trash talker, all right? And, of course, again, he played for the Philadelphia Eagles, a team in which he appeared in his only Super Bowl. You know, and he had the whole beef with him and Donovan McNabb. When he played with the Cowboys, remember the whole press conference where he cried and, you know, cried over Tony Romo and said, "That's my quarterback, man. That's my quarterback." That's a memorable moment, right? Remember the push-ups? Ian Hawley, do you remember the push-ups in the driveway? Do you remember that moment?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. Right, exactly. And then you know, we got James Moore behind the glass. He'll be joining us in just a moment. You know, he's doing the popcorn reference. Get your popcorn ready. T.O. was one of the faces of the NFL, not just because of his play on the field, but his antics on the field and away from the field as well. And that is what rubbed a lot of the football writers the wrong way. Is that T.O., numbers aside, right, 1,078 catches over almost, 16,000 yards, 153 touchdowns. That aside, T.O., his character was questionable throughout much of his career. And then this is the kind of debate that we get in barbershops when discussing Terrell Owens. You know, should you put the man in by just looking at his numbers? Definitely, without a doubt. But how much weight should character have? And in my opinion, Ian, when looking at the Hall of Fame, character goes out the window for me. What the Hall of Fame is about is impact based on your accomplishments on the football field. And there is no doubt about it that fans on a Sunday-to-Sunday basis tuned in to the NFL to watch T.O. display brilliance at the wide receiver position. He was a dynamite football player. And he had a body chiseled out of, like, Rome somewhere. It was amazing watching him as an athlete do what he did on the football field. And his numbers speak for themselves. The reason why T.O. didn't get in those first 2 years was because the writers looked at T.O. and said he was a clown throughout much of his NFL career. He disrespected the game. He got into it constantly with his coaches and the quarterbacks that he played for. He constantly called out his teammates. He was not a team player. So you know what, T.O.? We're not going to put you in as a first ballot Hall of Famer. You know what? We're not even going to put you in as a second ballot Hall of Famer. And I sit there and listen to that jazz and say, that's not fair. It is flat out wrong, because that is not what the Hall of Fame is about. Now, I say all that to say this, Terrell Owens, you not showing up in Canton, Ohio, to receive the highest individual honor that you can receive in the world of football, in the sport of football, that is just plain disrespectful to the game. But why should I be surprised, right? You, throughout your career, you have disrespected the game on multiple occasions. With the things you've said, calling out teammates, the antics away from the field, you made it about you. So I'm not surprised that T.O. is not showing up, but it's wrong. It really is. You think, I would think, Ian, that T.O. would get to a point. You know, my grandmother used to have a saying back in the day, baby, you always want to age gracefully. That's my Grandma Martin impression. Always age gracefully, baby. She used to always tell me that. And she's done that. I mean, she is one of the sweetest, you know, women you'll ever meet in your life, right? My great-grandma, the same thing. You know, I mean, they always would preach that message. And, you know, I would think that T.O. would reach a level of maturity now in his older age after the game, you know, as a man, to say, look, man, at least, you know, I'm in. Am I happy with it taking this long for me to grace the Hall of Fame? No. But, you know, I'm going to suck it up. I'm going to suck it up. I'm going to go there. I'm going to deliver my speech. I'm going to be there amongst, you know, the fellow brothers who would be going into the hall with me, this fantastic 2018 class. It includes players like Ray Lewis, Randy Moss. I mean, heck, Randy Moss and T.O., they were like the faces of the position of wide receiver in the NFL for many, many years. But Ray Lewis, Randy Moss, Brian Urlacher is also a part of this class. Yeah, I really hope that Ray Lewis, Randy Moss, or Brian Urlacher, when they're there, I hope they call out T.O. I hope they give him a shout-out or something to say, look, man, we wish you were here. You know, and the fact that you're not here, that kind of rubs us the wrong way. We love you, but, man, you should be here alongside us celebrating this out in Canton, Ohio. But instead, T.O., in his famed way, he will not be attending the Pro Football Hall of Fame. And he will be giving a speech celebrating on July 3rd. He posted on his personal website on July 3rd that he will celebrate at the University of Tennessee at Chattanooga, where he played football and basketball. Heck of an athlete. That's how he will be celebrating. He will not be in Ohio. So I can't really argue with Joe Horgan, as he told Talk of Fame Sports Network, that Owens will not be named during the annual Go Jacket ceremony happening on August 3rd, saying, quote, the focus is on the guys who are here. I can't argue with that quote. I can't argue with what the Hall of Fame plans on doing here. Quote, there's no reason to bring him up. Now, maybe this is a little too harsh. There's no reason to bring him up as an individual. That sounds personal. And I think that Terrell Owens, his anger is misguided here. You know, at the end of the day, this has nothing to do with those who are on the board of the Hall of Fame. Those who vote on who get into the Hall of Fame are the football writers. That's who you should be mad at. Not the chair of the Hall of Fame. So I think it's a bit misguided. I get why T.O. is upset, but at the end of the day, it's the Hall of Fame. Gosh darn it, do you know how many football players wish they were in the Pro Football Hall of Fame? No matter what ballot, just to be there and get enshrined and get inducted. And you're not even going to show up. It's petty beyond belief. It is immature beyond belief, Ian. And I think it should rub the other members of the class the wrong way. It should rub those who are part of the Hall of Fame chair the wrong way. And I really hope, and I think this is going to happen. I think T.O., when he is old and gray, I think he's going to look back and say, man, I regret that. I made a mistake there. I really think he's gonna have that recollection. Ian, what are your thoughts on this before we hit this first break?
I agree. I think this is a big mistake that Terrell Owens is making. I agree with you. I think his anger is very misguided. And also, you don't bite the hand that feeds you, you know? Like, these guys are trying to give you the highest award they can give you, you know, just at least show up for the fans' sake, you know? The fans want to see you there, so why would you not give them at least one more taste of the show that is Terrell Owens, if you will? So I don't know about this move from Terrell Owens, but I can understand why he's upset. I mean, the man finished with the second most receiving yards in NFL history. He should definitely be on the first ballot, and he should have been in a couple years ago. So I agree with him on that. But I definitely think he's going to regret this move later on.
And you know what? I would have loved, and I totally disagree with the writers who didn't put him in as a first ballot. Even a second ballot. You heard T.O. say on Fox Sports, even a second ballot. Cool. You know, but third ballot Hall of Famer? I mean, so the ultimate jab back at the football writers would have been for him to go to the ceremony, put on that gold jacket, you know, next to his bus, and then go to that podium and give a speech that directly called out the football writers. That would have been the ultimate jab, in my opinion. Now, will we all be tuned in to his speech an hour prior to the NFL Pro Football Hall of Fame ceremony as the other class will talk? Yeah, for sure. And I think he's going to take a jab at those writers. But T.O., suck it up. Life ain't always fair, man. Life ain't always fair, dude. And again, I think he will look back and regret it. What are your thoughts on this story? 517-355-WKAR, 517-355-9527. Go to facebook.com/WKAR News and comment below the live stream, or even tweet us. Tweet me directly at Al Martin, WKAR, or tweet the show at WKAR_sports. In the meantime, let's hit our first break. When we come back, we'll be chatting with James Moore, former MSU fullback, great for the 1988 Rose Bowl championship team, now motivational speaker and philanthropist. We'll have the swap meet with James Moore coming right your way. All right. Welcome back to WKAR's Current Sports. I am your host, Al Martin, right here live on WKAR AM 870, 105.1 FM. Just want to make it known as well that Ian Hawley, you will be out next week, right? You will be hitting the road, taking a bit of a vacay. Where you headed, man?
I'm headed to San Diego, California. I got an aunt out there who we have actually never been able to visit. She was a police officer out there for a while, so the timing just never worked with her work schedule and our vacation schedule. So we're finally going to visit her. Going to be there for like 9 days, and I'm looking forward to the sunshine.
Good stuff, man. Soak it up. I love California. I've never been to San Diego, or as Ron Burgundy would say, San Diego, right? San Diego, California. But enjoy that, my friend.
Thank you, sir.
Yeah, we'll have current sports PAs, Jack Kerwin, also Alec Rio will be in the house, and Connor Mathis holding down the fort while you are out. So much like how last week was for me, right, as you were hosting current sports. So have a great time, my man.
Thank you.
Also want to note that we will be taking current sports on the road next week, Friday. I'm looking forward to this. This is the first time we've ever done a live remote broadcast. We will be broadcasting right in front of Cooley Law School Stadium prior to the Lansing Lugnuts and Peoria baseball game. And we're inviting all of our great listeners who tune in on a regular basis, or maybe you may be listening for the first time right now. Come and say hello. We'll be right out in front before the game from 6 to 7 p.m. Broadcasting on 105.1 FM, AM 870. And we'll have some great guests lined up. We'll be talking a lot of baseball, as you can imagine. And we'll also be inviting you all out there for a little trivia fun on that evening as well. So come on out and say hello. The first ever current sports with Al Martin live remote broadcast from Cooley Law School Stadium on Friday, July 20th at 6 p.m. All right, folks, we've got him live here in studio. His name is James Moore. You know him very well. He is a regular here on the show. Those tuned in via Facebook.com/WKAR News, you see his face right now. James Moore, former MSU fullback for the 1988 Rose Bowl Championship team and now motivational speaker and philanthropist. He joins me now in studio for the very first ever swap meet of 2018. If you don't know what swap meet is, if you're new to the show, We call this the swap meet with James Moore because, James, your philanthropic endeavor is entitled SWAP, right?
Yes.
Speaking with a Purpose. And I remember when you first founded it, you did a football camp, and it's basically aimed at just really anyone. But I know the target audience is the youth to try and inspire them to swap out the negative thoughts and the negative energy with positive ones, right?
Yep, that's exactly what it's all about. Swapping out that negative for positive, because with a negative attitude, you will not succeed with nothing in life. With a positive attitude, you can succeed in anything.
I love that. And you know what? We love having, you know, motivational speakers here on the show. You know, we've had DeAndre Carter here on the show, Keon Clinton as well. We're working on getting E.T., but you were actually the first, James. And, you know, it's so cool for me to have you on because, again, you have a direct tie to Michigan State Athletics, seeing as though you were a member of the 1988 Rose Bowl Championship team, Lorenzo White and company back in the day, right? Yeah. And for our listeners who, again, just kind of as a refresher, because we're bringing you on for the first time, this is the first swap meet since last year. Mm-hmm. Yep. How did you get into philanthropy? Why is giving back so instrumental and so important for you?
And when you talk about me being from Michigan State and playing in the Rose Bowl, it goes deeper than that. I'm from Lansing. I'm a Big Red. I went to Sexton High School. I was born and raised in the streets of Lansing, okay? And me and my six brothers, I mean, it's so powerful for me to give back to this community because that's where I was born and raised. That's me. That's the Moore brothers, okay? So for me to do that is my job, is my duty to
right.
give back because what helped me be successful is those gentlemen that took me under their wings, the Mike Joneses, the Rick Lowrys, the Don Christies that took me under their wing and smacked me upside my head when I was doing things wrong and corrected me, but also bought me lunch and bought me a pop when I was doing the right thing.
Mm-hmm.
So that's what it's all about. It's about a give and take both ways. You know, that love, but then again, to that firm hand. And that's what's lacking nowadays is that firm hand on our youth. They feel that they're untouchable. No. What help you be successful is being able to take constructive criticism. Take that rod when you need it, that good rod and that bad rod. Because we've lost too many generations right now. And it's all about giving back and trying to find some way to reach them. And that's what I do with SWAP. It's just trying to share my stories, share my experiences, share my downfalls, share my upfalls, you know what I'm saying, my good things to impact and make a difference. If I can impact one person's life, one kid's life, one adult's life, I've done my job. And that's what it's all about. It's not about James Moore. It's not about me. Not about me. Because I got a birthday coming up next week. I'll be 52 years old.
Right.
Okay? I want to make a difference in our future, in my future, in our kids' future.
And you certainly are doing that, James. And, you know, I think that's a message that is really lost on today's society, because it's all about, let's be real here. I mean, in 2018, it's all about me, 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 me. It's all about the selfie. It's all about my social media. You know, how many followers do I have? How many likes can I get? Where am I at in my career, right? And I feel like this generation has lost sight that, if you want to be successful in life, if you want to really propel who you are as an individual and in all aspects of your life, you really have to give back. I'm big on that. Those who follow me on social media know I try to post at least one inspirational message, if not every day, at least once every 2 days, right? Mm-hmm. I'm big on that. But inspiring and helping out those in need, that is how you succeed in life, because I'm a big proponent, I'm a big proponent, James, on karma as well. If you put out good karma, good karma is going to come back to you, right?
If you put out that crap, it's going to come back.
Exactly. That's what it's all about,
that's
man.
That's what it's all
about. So you're definitely making that impact, James. And, you know, the reason I want to have you on today is because we chatted about what we would like the first swap meet topic to be about, right? And you actually gave me a call 2 weeks ago, prior to me going on vacation out in Florida. And you said, Al, we got to get the swap meet back on the air. I said, oh, of course, man. That's definitely in the works. And we were just kind of kicking around ideas. And you said, you know what, Al? I really want to talk about loss and how we don't really value on a day-to-day basis, because we get caught up in our own daily routine. We get caught up in our jobs and family and our responsibilities, that we don't take a moment to kind of sit back and think about our lives in the context of, look, life is short. You know, how can I enjoy and really make an impact on those around me who I love, and also just enjoy life? Because we can be here today and gone tomorrow. And James, you shared with me some stories in your life where, you know, it kind of speaks to that very thing where, you know, some individuals that, you know, were here today and gone tomorrow, or are going through some really heavy things. And I know you wanted to share that on today's swap meet.
Well, you know, 2 weeks ago when I called you, you know, I had a young one of my guys that I looked up to, and, you know, back in the day, you know, he wasn't doing the right thing, but who has always done the right thing. Young man, I mean, he was 50. He had to be between anywhere from 56 to 58. First of all, I want to say condolences to the Bozo family. Mark Bozo passed away. Young man, you know, 50-something years old, my age. Went to sleep and didn't wake up. And it's like, wow, that hit me hard. And then the following week after that, you know, my family and my cousin had a baby, you know, and premature, you know, it was tough. You know, little man, I called him little man, and never came home from the hospital, had 3 heart surgeries. Week ago Sunday, there was nothing you can do. He had a rare heart condition, and so they pulled the plug, and, you know, we laid him to rest. Little Jameel, just a second. Condolences to his family and my family and, you know, my Aunt Kay, because it's tough. And all that did was brought back memories from 10 years ago. And, you know, 10 years ago, my mother passed away. Tough times. But what that did for me and showed me and wanted me to share with Greater Lansing, my Spartan Nation, WKAR listeners, is that this too shall pass. It's part of life. Everybody grieves in a different way. Everybody goes through and handles things differently. All right? Not saying it's right or wrong, but everybody grieves and goes through things differently. We're going to have to deal with this as life. It's real. One of my employees, one of my coordinator at work, he uses this phrase, and I'm biting, and I told him I was going to use it on the radio. It's real out there. It's real out there.
Right.
So we have to get ready. Because if we're not ready, it can smack us in the face. We have to be able to handle things and process this, because my time is coming. Your time is coming. Ian's time is coming. We don't know when, though.
Mm-hmm.
So we need to be ready. And it's just tough. It's tough because, of course, we want our loved ones to be here with us. We want them to, you know, be right here. But then again, on the flip side, that how is that quality of life going to be? Is it going to be a struggle for everyone? But only one person knows the outcome and the story. And so my reasoning for going into this is, we talked about it. It's real. We got to get things ready. And it goes into sports, too. How do you handle your losses? How do you handle when you lose a game? It's all about
how to handle loss.
How
right?
to handle loss.
Yeah, how you handle that adversity. Because, I mean, you know, you make the segue to the sports world. I mean, we've seen certain athletes who can deal with loss as something where they kind of internalize it and say, okay, how can I learn from this? Now, again, that's a totally different conversation. We're talking about losing a loved one, right?
Oh, yeah.
But at the same time, both individuals, you know, whether you lose a game or you lose a loved one or you lose a job, whatever it is, you have to find a way to bounce back and to live a quality of life where you have grieved and come to a state of, okay, I'm okay with what happened.
Of understanding
right.
And at peace saying, okay, I can move forward now.
Exactly.
That's what I had to do.
And that's tough. And I think, you know, when someone goes through any kind of loss, I think they also need some support, right? And I think, especially with us men, right, we hate the pride. Pride comes into play so much, doesn't it, James?
Oh,
we hate
goodness.
To ask for help. I think that's a big problem that we have as males, especially. And I think it's becoming a bit easier in 2018. I will say that.
It's getting better. It's still getting better.
The old school cats,
man,
oh, my goodness. Pride is
worn right here.
Right.
You know, right, you know, popping that collar.
Right.
But you know what, though, it's getting better. Things are getting better.
Definitely.
And, it's a process.
So our listeners out there, just a final message, James. Again, this is our very first version of the swap meet for this 2018 summer, as James will join us week by week with an inspiring and encouraging message for all of our current sports listeners and those viewing, of course, on Facebook. James, final message for those out there, final thought for those out there listening who may be dealing with a loss right now. What do you want to say to those individuals?
Well, what I want to say is, and like I started off with, this too shall pass. You have to process it. Ask for guidance. Ask for help. Reach out for help if you need it.
There's nothing wrong with that.
There's nothing wrong with that because I ask for help. I reach out to different people. I ask, you know, I got a counselor. I reach out because you have to process it. You have to process it. If you don't, it builds up. It builds up. It builds up. And then it explodes. And you never know what's going to happen when it explodes. So reach out for help. You know, that's all I can say because everybody processes it different.
Yeah.
Everybody's different. I can't say everybody needs to do it this way.
Right.
Process it. Handle it how you can. Talk to people. Do something. Don't let it build up. Get it off your chest.
For our listeners out there who are touched by your message, James, how can individuals out there get in touch with you to possibly speak for a speaking engagement or just to, you know, lend an ear?
I'll just email me, SpartanJMoore@gmail.com, and I'll get back with you.
There you go. My man, James Moore, fantastic first edition of the swap meet for the summer of 2018. Next week, we'll be sure to get your thoughts as well and on the upcoming season for Michigan State football because this season looks like it's going to be a good season, man. I'm excited about it. Maybe a Heisman Trophy candidate and Brian Lewerke, maybe?
I'm excited. I'm excited, too. I talked to Alan Haller yesterday, so we'll talk about that off camera next, but yeah.
For sure.
I'm excited.
Sounds good. Yes. We'll talk some football next week with you as well as we also will have another motivational message and inspirational message from the swap meet with James Moore. James, fantastic job. Thank you so much, all right?
Thank you, sir. Appreciate it.
Have a great weekend, man.
Peace.
All right, let's hit our final break. When we come back, we'll be chatting with Brooks Lambeer, Midwest Regional Scout for the Portland Timbers and assistant coach at Lawrence Tech University. Brooks will give us his thoughts on this Sunday's World Cup Final. France and Croatia, you are listening to WKAR's Current Sports. man, Ian Hawley, shout out to you. You are jamming on this Friday. Was that Earth, Wind, and Fire?
Yes,
now
sir.
Now you got some James Brown coming back. Man, shout out to Ian Hawley. You are rocking the ones and twos right now, dude.
It's Friday, baby.
It is, for sure. All right, you're going out with a bang, right? If you're going to go to San Diego, you said I'm going out with a bang. All right. Welcome back to WKAR's Current Sports. We just had our very first ever swap meet with James Moore, an inspirational message tackling the topic of loss and how you handle loss. If you happen to miss it, you know you can listen to the podcast version of WKAR's Current Sports about an hour after the show ends, so around 3 p.m., just simply go to WKAR.org or visit Facebook.com/WKAR News. All right, right now I want to get to brief thoughts and predictions from our in-house soccer expert. He was on the show earlier this week to preview the semifinals of the World Cup, and now he's here to preview the finals to take us on home on this Friday edition of Current Sports. His name is Brooks Lambeer, Midwest Regional Scout for the Portland Timbers and assistant coach at Lawrence Tech University. Brooks, what's up, my man?
Nothing much, Al. How are you?
I'm great. Happy Friday to you, Brooks. So let's dive right into it, seeing as though we're short on time here. Brooks, what are your thoughts on France and Croatia? Who has the advantage in this matchup? And also, how surprised are you that these are the two teams that we are staring at in the World Cup final?
Yeah, so to start off, I don't think I'm really too surprised that Croatia and France made it to the final. Like I said the other day, all the four teams are great. Anything could have happened in the semifinal matches. So here we are, right? Croatia and France. As far as maybe who has the advantage, I'd say France. Very good attacking front, with Giroud, Griezmann, and Mbappe. You can throw Dembele there off the, coming off the bench. A very good attacking left-footed winger that plays for Barcelona. A very strong midfield for France, and Pogba, and Kante there covers a lot of ground in their 4-2-3-1. But can't always count out the Croatians, right? I mean, taking care of England late in the extra time session on the other day, and when you have Rakitic, Modric, and you got Mario Mandzukic up at the top there at the striker position, things can happen. And Mandzukic scores a lot of big goals for Juventus, and he scored some big goals this World Cup tournament here.
All right, so I'm gonna put you on the spot here. Give us a final. What will be the final of Sunday's World Cup final? What's the score gonna look like?
Interesting. Let's see. I'll go with Croatia pulling off the upset because a lot of people will pick France. So I'll go with Croatia 2-1 with a late winner. Whether maybe going in extra time, so we'll go 90 plus sometime. Could get into PKs, but I think someone may win just before it gets to PKs.
Okay, well, both of those outcomes will certainly be exciting if it does go to PKs, which I think I don't really like soccer matches ending, especially the World Cup final ending on PKs, but it's very dramatic, especially if it ends that way in a World Cup final. But I'll settle for a last-minute winner as well, Brooks. Brooks, between the two, France and Croatia, just getting to the World Cup final, I mean, this accomplishment has to mean more for Croatia, right? I mean, seeing as though it's their first ever World Cup championship appearance.
Yeah, I mean, you think about it. I saw something on Facebook where the metro area of Detroit, is 4.3 million people. The whole country of Croatia is 4.2 million people. Mm-hmm. So it's kind of interesting when you compare that, a country like Croatia, then, France has always been a powerhouse in soccer, won the 98 World Cup, and that was their first World Cup they won, and it's been a few years for France to get back now, but it's huge for a country like Croatia. But they do a good job, developing players in their system, in their academies, and in their national team system, and I mean, it speaks volumes, right? Like I said the other day, Rakitic playing for FC Barcelona, Modric playing for Real Madrid, Mandzukic playing for a very big club in Serie A, Juventus. Lovren playing for FC, Liverpool FC. Lots of good players that playing high level soccer and clubs that play in big tournaments and big leagues. So, they're prepared for this. They're just going to have to really work hard in the midfield like they've been doing, throughout this World Cup.
Definitely. All right. Well, Brooks, we appreciate you taking some time out your day to call in and give us your thoughts and predictions on this weekend's World Cup final. I know many eyes will be on that game come Sunday morning. You enjoy it, my friend, all right?
Thank you. You too, Allie. Make sure you watch it.
Oh, for sure. I got my alarm set, all right? Church may have to wait on Sunday. I'm sorry. I'm sorry, man, upstairs. All right, exactly, Brooks. Thanks right? so much, man.
Thank you, Al. You have a good day.
You got it, my friend. Have a good weekend. Yeah, I think, Ian, because, you know, I usually go to, like, the 11:30 service, right? So if I went, I would have to have my phone while the preacher's up there doing his thing. I'm not sure that's – I may be chastised if I do that. I don't know. What's that? Hold on. What's that? Your mic. Is your mic on? I can't hear you.
You might get struck by lightning on your way out of the service.
Yeah, we don't want that. I don't want them problems. All right, homie. But in the meantime, we got about, you know, 90 seconds left here. Let's hit them with the outro music here. Ian, let's end things as we do every Friday with weekend winners. All right, and Reflection Friday, not weekend winners. I'm already fast-forwarding to Monday, dude. What is wrong with me? Reflection Friday. Who had the best week this week in the world of sports? Or, you know, maybe bring up a few stories or memorable moments. For me, I've got two weekend winners. I'm going with Serena Williams. You know, as I noted, I mean, Serena is making yet another appearance in the Wimbledon final. I think this may be her most admirable final appearance in all of her appearances in the Wimbledon because, I mean, she just had a baby. She almost died. You know, you heard the story at the beginning of this hour, me kind of ranting and raving about this accomplishment for her. I am really looking forward to tomorrow's final between her and Angelique Kerber. Go Serena. It's amazing what she's doing. Again, that will be a 9 a.m. match. And also, Ian Hawley, thank you for God of War, man. I've been playing that and been glued to my TV throughout the week. You're the real MVP. Thank you.
I do what I can, man.
All right. Well, Ian, we'll see you in 2 weeks. We'll see you back here Monday, folks. Be easy, people.